I'm going to be trapped in this alley forever. I live in this alley now. Like that guy. But that guy has prepared himself with some kind of sleeping bag made out of cardboard. This is fucking nuts. I'm gonna go. Check this out. Awesome. I pulled Le Jacques Move. Now I'm out here on the streets. They've given this hotel a name. It was just Courtyard by Marriott. Now it says The Clancy. The hotel next door to us is now apparently called The Clancy. Which I guess makes sense. I mean, we're only 3 blocks away from Ubisoft, and you know, it's good to honor local businesses. There are a lot of cars here. They are. There's a lot of UPS trucks right here. I don't get it. Why are all these people here? What if? Oh, I just want to go home. Bro, that's not a lane. The thing you're doing, it's not good. Go, you assholes. Okay, now I'm here, and it's shitty here, but, you know, at least I made that turn. Song's too good. For this playlist. But I'm happy it's here. I just put on the 3-disc Sega soundtrack compilation I got my hands on. Worst game soundtrack? Super Mario Brothers Special for the PC 88. hack for a better world, hack for good, says this billboard. And there's a picture of a dude with glasses on, and I can't quite see the full quote from him. Hacker One, hack for good. And it's, yeah, it's got this dude with glasses standing up against a roll-up door. And this quote says, "Bugs challenge the systems. I challenge myself." And it's got what I assume is his Twitter handle. I like that this is the first track on this compilation, because it's them recognizing how much of a fucking hard fucking banger this track is. Even if this isn't like the original version from the game, it's, you know, some kind of updated remix, something or other, or maybe it's some home version, I'm not sure. So like the X68K version or something. Just listed as bonus track one, which is even weirder. This is the music from Rambo for the Master System. I think this game had three different names, one for each region. It was called Ashura in Japan, and I think it was called something else in Europe. Maybe it was Rambo in Europe, but I want to say it had its own name there too. I could be wrong. Played a lot of this Rambo game. It's not bad. I mean, it's mostly just a decent little game in, like, the Ikari Warriors vein. Except you shoot explosive arrows. That was the background music from odd-numbered screens in Rambo, and now this is the music from even-numbered screens in Rambo. Yeah, I don't know, we wrote two songs. We're just gonna have them alternate, I guess. That's enough of that. Oh, here we go. Wait, what? I did not. Yeah. These are not on Spotify, as far as I know. This is the SegaCon compilation, Volume 1. There's also a Volume 2. As cool as it would be if the Alex Kidd music was just on Spotify. These are all really weird selections. I guess it's like a 3-disc soundtrack, so why not? But like, hey, here's this track from the Master System version of Space Harrier. Right. I guess the Japanese Master System, the Mark III, had FM hardware in it, and some games support it. Not many, not a ton, but Space Harrier 3D was such a game. Piano store? Music exchange. I'm trying to look in the window to see if they have, like, other shit. But that's just a room full of fucking pianos, man. I feel like music exchange is not a great name for a place that what just has pianos. Put up a sign that says pianos. I mean, they do. Their sign says pianos, and then a bunch of brand names of pianos. But I feel like your place could be called like pianos and no more. Pianos, etc., and then the etc. is crossed out. Phantasy Star 1 music is very catchy. I didn't love Phantasy Star 1, just the point of view, the style of it. I felt 2 was more my speed. Yeah, I mean, maybe they had a bunch of other stuff. Maybe they had, like, fucking sick-ass fretless fucking basses and, triangles and, like a bassoon or something, and then people exchanged, they brought in there all their pianos, said, I got a piano, what can I get for this? And they're like, we'll give you 2 bassoons and one of those eggs full of fucking sand that you can shake. And I'm like, cool, man, awesome. Thank you. Dungeon 2 from Phantasy Star 1. You thought Dungeon 1 was dope. Now we hitting you with that Dungeon 2. Sagashito is. That's what that was from. Vermilion in Japan, and not the Sword of Vermilion. I like this game. People didn't like this game. I like this game. At the time, anyway. Maybe it's terrible. Now we're talking. Shit for a ninja to murder other ninjas too. Get on in. Plenty of room for you. Some laid back. Relax. Sorcerian section of the commitments. No? No? It's not that? Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of bad Genesis music, you know? Like, there's a lot of third-party Genesis games that, you know, came out of the U.S. and Europe and stuff like that. And like, I just... There's a lot of fucking... a lot of bad shit. There's a lot of great shit, too, you know? There's a game called Bubsy the Bobcat that, you know, the Genesis soundtrack is legendary. People are still remixing it to this day. That's just how good it is. But no, I feel like the stuff Sega was doing in a lot of its, a lot of the games that came out of Japan, a lot of those soundtracks, like, it's just, they knew the hardware very well, and they knew how to make it do what they wanted it to do, and is weird because the Japanese version of Phantasy Star 2 has different snare sounds than the U.S. version. And I think the U.S. snare sounds better. But maybe it's just what I know. I like the Japanese snare sticks out way too much in the mix. Like, it's harsh. But I don't. Maybe it wasn't every track that had different snares. Maybe it's just a couple of tracks that had different snare samples. I'm trying to remember. The game came out and they listened to it back and they said, you know what? Snare's kind of ass. I feel like we could do better. Well, I mean, you know, there's still a version coming out of the U.S. If you really want to, we could change it for that one. I don't know. They're like, yes. No, yes. Phantasy Star 3 here got a load of shit. People didn't like it. I thought it was alright. Try to do this generational thing where you picked who you were going to marry, and then the player character in the next generation would be different based on what you chose. And so I went through like 3 generations, I want to say. It's a cool idea. Make them animals fuck. Microsoft commands it. Dubstep remix of the ending music, the credits music from Phantasy Star 3. I didn't get any chances to try out my new catchphrase today. I know this morning I was talking up my big new catchphrase, but have not had any chances to roll it out. I'll try it again here, just to get used to saying it. You guys like techno? Y'all like that techno? You like that techno? It's my my new character, a guy who asks everybody if they like techno. It's a work in progress. Credits in Phantasy Star 3 are long, so the song has to be long too. Star 4. It was very expensive and, you know, it came out so late. I was just kind of moving on to other stuff by this point. End of the Millennium, I believe it was called. Right? Or what's the name of this track anyway? Cartridge was like $1 trillion. What was it? Was it $100? Or was it like $120 or something? Like some insane amount of money. Like some of those late SNES games, when those carts got bigger and bigger and bigger. just imagine this. You're in a nightclub, a bar, and this is playing, and it's pumping loud. And then a guy walks up to you, and he's wearing a black turtleneck, and he's holding a cocktail, and he's sipping it through one of those tiny straws that are mainly there for stirring. And in between his pinky and his ring finger, he's holding the napkin under the glass just so to keep it in place. And he walks up to you, and he sips it, and he leans in, and he says, "You like that techno?" someone recently translated a bunch of composer interviews with Yuzo Koshiro and the other guy he worked with on Streets of Rage 2 and 3, I believe. But it was a compilation of interviews from game magazines through the release cycle of Streets of Rage 1, 2, and 3. And it was an interesting read. Just talking about some little bits of the inspiration that went into it. And, which is like, of course, you know, it's like, you think about game developers a certain type of way, and sometimes, especially in that era. But, like, it's just like, yeah, you know, we were going out to nightclubs all the time, and this is the fucking shit we were listening to, and we thought that would be a really good fit for, you know, like that sort of thing. Yeah, I still have that stuff that he pointed out, his music-making software that he used for that stuff, or I guess a version of it ported to x86 that would run on, you know, like a current PC in some form. Makes me really wonder what the Japanese nightclub scene was like in that era, like when people were going out to clubs and stuff and listening to music, like what was that like? Probably not entirely different than it was here, I guess, in some form, but... forget what I use. I wrote a couple of mods. I made a couple of mods on an Amiga, and I don't remember what I used to make them. But it was not too difficult. But I was making extremely simple stuff. Like, I was, like, all my stuff was loop-based. So I wasn't even really playing notes. I was just kind of, like, playing back the loops at the desired frequency, pitch. USB floppy drive and see if I can find my floppy disks full of mods. Scream Tracker. I remember I took my mod collection and I dubbed it all to a tape and I drove around in my car listening to that shit. Tapes exist, huh? Probably somewhere. I don't know. I got a couple of shoe boxes full of tapes. I would not be shocked if one of them was, in fact, that tape. They changed this music in the US, because this is the Sega CD boot up music for Japan and I believe Europe, and the even like later Sega CD models in the US I want to say use this also, but like at launch when the Sega CD first came out in the US it had a totally different song on it. Yeah, if I can find my USB tape deck, and then maybe... I guess it makes sense that you would play the Sega CD music before you, or you boot up music before you got into music from Sega CD games. my shit, you assholes. I'm in the carpool lane. Because the carpool time is over. This song, I don't know if you know this one. It's called Party Rock Anthem. From a group called LMFAO. And it's a banger. Look it up if you want to hear more of it. This is a great song. Dick. We also have the Sonoma aroma because there's enough farmland around here that when they're fertilizing or through some parts of the summer, a lot of Petaluma just stinks of cow shit. Splash Wave doesn't get any credit. It ain't bad. All right, we listened to Passing Breeze earlier. We all know it's fantastic, but we're gonna move on. Thank you. never separately from playing the game. You guys like techno? Yes, that far-flung future outrun 2019. Maybe we'll just pick that up in the morning, then. Because there's still a lot of that left. There's also a volume 2 that is 3 more discs that I don't think I've actually ever listened to, so. Yeah. I'm going to go pay bills. It's bill paying day. Have a good night, everybody. See ya.